Preparation in the tents.
Shalom lekulam, anachnu Asiriya A,
smechim. Hello everyone, we're tent number 5. We're happy to be with all the friends that are integrating with us now. Al Gabai is on duty, another friend is the usher, one of the friends is with the Brooklyn group right now. So, let's integrate everyone with us. And we'll start reading from Rabash Aleph. We were given the path of faith, which is above reason, meaning not to take what we feel and what we know into consideration, but to say, as it says, they have eyes but see not, ears and hear not. But to believe that the Creator, He is the overseer, the overwatcher for sure, knowing what's good and what's not good for me, and therefore He's the one who wants to feel things the way that I do. And I, for myself, it doesn't matter how I feel, because I want to work in order to bestow. Therefore, the main thing is that I have to work for the sake of heaven. Even if I feel that my work is incomplete, still, on part of the upper, in the kelim of the upper, I'm completely perfect. Therefore, I'm content with my work that I have the privilege to serve the King, even on the lowest degree. But this too is considered a great virtue that the Creator has allowed me to come closer to Him to some extent. So now everyone's going to show his appreciation to the Creator that turned his point in the heart on, brought him to this ten. Again, everyone shows his appreciation to the Creator for waking the point in his heart up and bringing him to this ten.
That's the exercise that I love most. But in this great work, these are the most amazing times we have immediately after the congresses. That the only thing that we have to do is to hold tight to one another and add gratitude and especially prayer, especially now, to grow stronger, to walk together, simply adhere to one another heart to heart.
On the one hand, very strong itpalut after the congresses. On the other hand, nothing's changed on our path. And that's the special thing, that we, those with the points in the heart, have the privilege to do this work for the benefit of the rest of the world, to make room for the Creator to reveal himself. And what's better than this 10 in order to reach all of that? L'chaim.
In our externality, we seemingly go back to our day-to-day routine, but we need to take advantage of what we attained in the Congress says, and not sink into it, but rather use the deficiency that is now revealed in order to run in Acheshena. And I'm really grateful to the Creator for bringing me to you. I feel that between the states of distance and closeness to you, the Creator sewed a perfect and ideal suit to come to the wedding with you.
Yeah, I think that we have no such thing as routine or not routine. Congresses are a part of the routine. And we have to stop getting all excited about if there's one thing or another. Every day we have a lesson. Every day we have the work that has to be done. There's the dissemination that we have to do. And the gratitude is that another day is beginning, and we're part of the 10, a big part of the 10, a part of a big and strong 10. And this is the work that we do.
Yeah, only to summarize, I feel like everyone. And it's very special that we feel this way. We're grateful for having work. We're always at work, but now I feel how when the Congress has ended, such juiciness, now the work begins. In a different way, as Chanoch said, has always worked. Stuff happens all the time, but these are very special times after this kind of intense 2 weeks of an awakening from above. Like light was poured over us, now we have to bring the deficiency, and it's making me very happy. Item 17 from the study material from Zohar Lam, the portion Chaye Sarah, Life of Sarah. Happy is he who diminishes himself in this world. He is great and superior in the eternal world. One who is small in this world is great in the eternal world, and one who is great in this world is smaller in the eternal world. The Creator augments only one who diminishes himself, and diminishes only one who magnifies himself. Happy is one who diminishes himself in this world. How great he is in the eternal world. Let's imagine together the state of Ibur that we wish to enter. Each one, please add, and let's depict the image of the state of the Ibur, of the mutual annulment we want to enter into this lesson.
It's to flow together under the influence of the Kabbalists, that it comes to the Rav and all the friends,
it will help if we make room for the Creator to appear at the point of limitation, where on the one hand we don't let all the turbulences deviate us from the path, and on the other hand we are holding on to the Creator's dress, which is the greatness of the Creator, and we cleave unto him.
And we're not demanding the greatness for ourselves, but we're only keeping each other in prayer. And together, all of our points, they turn into one point that just wants to give contentment.
To enter. I would love to enter a state of insane envy that would not let me rest for a minute.
You mean even more than now?
לא עכשיו, עכשיו זה, לא יודע. טוב, זה ממש הזמן להתנתק משאר השאריות של הטרדות והדאגות של העולם הזה, להשאיר רגע שנייה הכל בצד.
This is the time to leave all the concerns and troubles of this world, leave everything on the sideline, enter deeper into that space where we influence one another. We wish to only imagine between us the connections of love and above all of our nature and everything that disturbs us. We raise more and more requests. Knock after knock, we connect to a network that is becoming a worthy vessel for the Creator to dwell and to give him contentment. Let's become a pipeline. I will conclude with an excerpt and we will be keep silent until the nigun for the common request. If he aims his intention during the engagement of the Torah called light, then the reward of the Torah called light, then he is studying Torah. Whereas he, if he distracts himself from the Torah is not useful for completing the work of building a vessel of bestowal.
Yeah.